at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the September 20th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with European club football. Manchester City is off to a winning start in its UEFA Champions League title defense. Man City defeated visiting Red Star Belgrade on Tuesday 3-1 in a Group G match. Now, Man City had 22 shots on goal in the first half, and yet it still found itself trailing 1-0 when Usman Bukhari's strike was allowed to stand after VAR review for offside. But Pep Guardiola's side rallied to ensure there would be no upset. The Argentine Julian Alvarez equalized for Man City 7 minutes into the second half, and then Alvarez put City ahead at the one-hour mark. Spanish midfielder Rodrigo sealed the win with a goal in the 73rd minute. Final score, Manchester City 3, Red Star Belgrade 1. Meanwhile, Rome was the venue for the wildest finish and wildest celebrations of the night. Lazio goalkeeper Ivan Provedel headed in the team's equalizer in the 5th minute of injury time to secure a 1-1 draw with Atletico Madrid. Yes, there was a party atmosphere in the Italian capital after those late-match heroics. It was also the last action of the Group E game. Also in Group E, Feyenoord defeated Celtic 2-0 in Rotterdam. In Group F, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Moroccan star Achraf Hakimi. He had the second goal in Paris Saint-Germain's 2-0 victory over Borussia Dortmund in the French capital. PSG star Kylian Mbappe scored the first goal on a penalty shot in the 49th minute. In another Group F match, English Premier League club Newcastle marked its return to the UEFA Champions League after 20 years with a spirited scoreless draw at Italian giants AC Milan. In three more Champions League results, RB Leipzig scored a 3-1 road win against Young Boys of Switzerland in a Group G fixture. I like that. The Young Boys, the Young Boys. This is Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Porto defeated Shakhtar Donetsk of Ukraine in a Group H match played in Hamburg, Germany. And Barcelona routed visiting Antwerp 5-0 in another Group H match. UEFA Champions League action will continue Wednesday evening with 8 more matches. In Group B, the Gunners of Arsenal will host PSV Eindhoven from the Netherlands. The Gunners are back in Europe's top competition after a 6-year absence. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta is excited about the team's return to the Champions League.
Every time that I watched it and we weren't there, I felt it. And I think you put pressure on yourself, you know. This club has to be in Champions League. When I have the job that I had, I feel extremely responsible to try to bring the club to the biggest stages, to the biggest tournament, and then be fighting for them. And it was a process, but we are here, and now we have to make the most out of it. It's been a long time for the club since we haven't been in the competition, and obviously it's the first time for me as a manager as well, so really looking forward to it.
That's Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta speaking in London ahead of Wednesday evening's UEFA Champions League match against PSV Eindhoven.
Sporty greetings. This is Toby Mason, 100 meter hurdles, African champion, African Games record holder, national champion, Commonwealth Games champion, Olympic finalist, Diamond League trophy winner. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on The Voice of America.
World record holder Toby Amuson won her third consecutive Diamond League title last weekend in the northwest U.S. city of Eugene, Oregon. Eugene is also where Toby won her first world title last year in the 100-meter hurdles. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the president of the Nigerian Coaches Association, Gabriel Opwana.
Toby Amuson is somebody that we all respect, and we know things like this will always come out of her. Like what happened to her previously, like I said, she's human, she has blood running in her veins. She was down, she was traumatized. But guess what? This is a morale booster to every other athlete who will go down someday and come up strong.
Coach, do you think this victory by Toby will motivate other Nigerian athletes and then set them in the mood or the stage for next year's Africa Games and the Paris 2024 Olympic Games?
Yeah, this is a morale booster to some other athletes. Like I said before, this will make them never to give up. And that is what Toby has just shown. She didn't give up, and she came up to reclaim her position in the world. And a very big congratulations to her. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm happy this has happened.
Did you monitor the performance or performances of other Nigerian athletes at the Diamond League meets, especially somebody like Ese Brume?
Ese Brume she has that fighting spirit like Toby Amuson. We all know that. She did, as far as I'm concerned, that was one of her best performances ever. She had the same distance with the person that won the long jump. But all the same, Ese Brume has been living up to expectation. She has been very consistent in her outings. She has been doing very well. And I want to say a big shout out to Ese Brume, congratulating her on the position of things as this time. She came out second, and it's not easy. So, Ese, congratulations.
Sporty greetings. This is Ese Brume, 3 times African champion in long jump. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on The Voice of America.
As the president of Nigerian Coaches Association, what would be your take to authorities concerned? I'm referring to the Federal Ministry of Sports, the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, and other bodies that have something to do with Nigerian athletes on preparations for the Africa Games slated for Ghana next year and the Olympic Games?
You are asking me a very critical question. Like I always say, even though some coaches wouldn't like it, we as coaches need to update and upgrade ourselves, because the whole thing keeps going to athletes. People keep faulting the athletes. Oh, our athletes are not performing well. Our athletes are not improving. The question that goes to the ministry is, what have you done to upgrade these coaches? What have you done? In those days, we used to have coaches sent to places like Bulgaria, Germany, Australia. When they come back, they come up with new ideas. The reason why we formed our own association is to get sponsors to train our coaches, because it's what you give to these athletes that they give to you. So when our coaches are not properly trained, our coaches are not well upgraded, not well trained, you don't expect good things from these athletes. Because honestly, when athletes don't perform well, I personally do not blame the athletes. I blame the coaches for not giving them the right thing to do. That's why, in my capacity as the president of the Nigerian Coaches Association, I want to make sure our coaches get the right training, so that they can transfer these ideas they have to these young kids. Because honestly, like my friend used to say, if you don't do it right, you can never get it right. You can only get it right with these athletes when you have qualified coaches, modern coaches on ground, teach these kids. We don't have to wait until they get older.
That's Gabriel Opwana, the president of the Nigerian Coaches Association. And Coach Gabriel spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from New York City.
Sporty greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gabriel Opwana, president of the Nigerian Coaches Association. You're listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Don't stop listening to this channel. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Gabriel. And thanks also to Iron Mike Mbonye for that interview. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African women's basketball, Ugandan teenager Lydia Babirye is earning accolades for her point guard play for the national team. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports feature presentation, Magume Davis Rakawinge tells us more from Kampala. Sporty Wednesday greetings, Magume!
Sporty Wednesday greetings, Tutu Sunny, and our listeners. It is evening time at Suvi Watoto Basketball Court in Impiji District, about 30 kilometers outside the Ugandan capital, Kampala. A dozen plus budding basketball players, male and females, converge to hone their skills. Uganda Women National Team basketball player Lydia Babirye watches them play closely, at times advising them on how to dribble, shoot, among other basketball basics. One of the players here is 13 years old, orphan Joshua Semakula. Joshua says he believes the game of basketball will help him achieve his dreams, play for the national basketball team, and join professional ranks.
I saw that they gave Lydia a scholarship because she was a good basketball player. Then I also joined to get that opportunity one day to make it. When I look at Lydia, LeBron James, those good players, they are famous because of basketball, and I also got encouraged because basketball is a game that can take you far, and you can also spread the word of God through basketball.
Joshua came here when he was just 3 years old after he lost his father, the breadwinner for his family. And just like Joshua, Babirye, an integral member of the Uganda Women National Basketball Team, her basketball journey started here when she was just a small girl. Most evenings, she'd come here to play basketball, then just for fun.
my first day tried on this court behind me. It was really, I kind of liked it because I was like, okay, this is kind of fun. So I started enjoying it, started coming to practices every day, worked hard, worked on my skills, worked on my basketball game, and that's how I started playing basketball. Moving forward a couple of years, we had been invited with some of my friends to go for the Giants of Africa. And so we had gone to just have fun, you know, we're traveling out of the country. Guy gave me an opportunity, and one of the coaches was a recruiter, and she asked me if I wanted to go play basketball in the United States. I was like, yes, I really do, because it's everybody's dream. It's pretty much everybody's dream who plays sports.
Babirye lost both her parents as a toddler and was picked up by well-wishers Watoto Church, who introduced her to the game of basketball. She eventually got a scholarship to play and study at the Victoria Christian Center School, North Carolina, where she honed her skill as a point guard. It was not easy adapting the new environment, both on and out of court, says the 19-year-old.
And first of all, it's a whole different culture back there and also here. So the environment was different. School was kind of different as well. I had to, like, you know, get used to new friends, make new friends. School was also different because the curriculum is also different. But I pretty much enjoyed it. But I'm so grateful that God had provided for me people that loved me and took me in as their own.
Babidia says she embraced the opportunity to represent Uganda at the recently concluded Women Afro Basketball Tournament, where she helped Uganda finish seventh. The Gazelle's best finish at such a stage. Babirye scored 12 points as Uganda stunned eventual tournament winners, Senegal, 85-83 points to go the next round.
I was praying in my mind and in my heart. I was like, Jesus, please let this go in, because, like, I had missed a couple of baskets that day. But I was praying and I was confident. I was like, you know what? I'm just good. So I went up with confidence and put it in. I was like, it went in. So I was so grateful. And then I made the free throw and they all went in. I was like, but it was a lot of pressure that I had. And I was like, oh my goodness, because it was a close game. We were all playing with heart, and, you know, but I was just so excited. I just wanted everything to go in. I just wanted the game to be over at that moment. I was like, so we'll be done and win. Yeah.
Brian Tuka, a sports analyst in Uganda, says he was amazed by the talent manifested by Babirye.
You have to give all the flowers she deserves. And she was even played out of position because she's a number two. She's a shooting guard. She played as a point guard. So you have to give it to her that at that level, put under pressure, she did really, really well. And I was quite impressed with what she did. I mean, the sky's the limit for her. We're first of all very lucky to have a couple of players playing in college, because they can only get better, and playing at that level only makes them better. The only thing that is going to let those girls down is the preparations back home. There's no funding today, tomorrow there is some.
Indeed, for the Gazelle shone brightest at Africa's biggest basketball stage. Notably, forward Jaron Jai Otto, who emerged tournament best scorer.
We know that we're going to have, like, a great coaching staff behind us and a lot of people and a lot of fans supporting us. And so as long as we keep working on the stuff that we did wrong in the tournament, and then knowing that next time this is what we should do better, I believe that we can put up a good fight. We're going to take it step by step. We're not going to be over... We're going to be confident, but not overconfident that, oh, we've reached or whatever. No, we're still going to stay humble and work hard to get to that level. And I believe that if we continue to do the little things that we're supposed to do, we can actually beat the big teams that are up there, and we will also be up there. So, yeah.
Tuka says Uganda has highly talented basketball players, both males and females, that can be forced to reckon with on the African continent. After an epic turn-up at the tournament, the Uganda Basketball Federation has promised it will put more emphasis on women's basketball by ensuring the national team participates in all future regional and continental engagements. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Ruakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Hello everyone, my name is Lydia Babidi and I'm a point guard for the women's basketball national team, the Gazelles. And you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Want to relax?
unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Basketball Africa League president Amadou Gallo Fall says he wants the BAL to promote economic growth on the continent. In an interview with VOA's Myra de la Salette, Amadou had this to say.
The Basketball Africa League is looking to be an economic growth engine for the continent. And what we mean by that is that, yes, basketball is our core product, but we also see what sports and entertainment in general contribute to GDPs of countries all around the world. There's a massive opportunity to drive economic growth, leveraging the incredible talent we have on the continent. Basketball continue to be a very fast-growing sport around the world. It's the number two sport around the world. And Africa has always had its place from a talent-producing destination. But now we want to create a sports and entertainment product with the talent infusing lifestyle, music and fashion, going along with the incredible athletic talent that we have. So the league is, in a space of 3 years, have already started to show signs that that energizes us, that really continue to motivate us to drive hard to get to the place where we know we can get to in terms of becoming one of the best professional basketball league in the world in years to come.
BAL has been, like you said, kind of a success for Africa, for the lovers of basketball, and not only that. Last edition was huge. What can we expect for the next edition? And are you, the organization, planning to expand the hosts, the country hosts of VAL?
Yeah, look, every year we, sit back and reflect on the season that was just completed and always look for ways to get better. You know, in any human endeavor, there's always room for growth, and that's what we've done over the past 3 years. So, yes, we're very focused in some areas of opportunity that we know we can get better, and pretty soon we're going to have some announcements to make in the next few weeks in terms of where we're going to play next year, any new changes, any new tweaks, all designed to, come up with a better product.
Is an event like this summit, opportunities in Africa, a platform that can bring extra for events like BAL?
Absolutely. I mean, we're looking to create a product that people from all around the world are aware of and want to be part of it. The way we organize our games, playing in multiple countries, we want these countries to become destination. We had our partners here, the CEO of the Rwanda Development Board, Clara Kamanzi, this morning, talking about what this means to Rwanda. And also we had a chance on the same panel to talk about what the partnership means and the impact it's having in the growth of the BAL. Talking to people here on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, you have people from all parts of Africa and the diaspora, And the feedback I get from the panels, people now already wanting to come to Kigali next year for the finals or to some of the other places where we'll be playing. So this is part of the opportunity we have to always promote and go towards our fans, get them engaged, and that's how you're going to grow this product.
That's Basketball Africa League President Amadou Gallo Fall. And Amadou spoke with VOA's Myra De La Salette in New York City.
Sporty greetings. This is Masai Ujiri, the president of Toronto Raptors Basketball, president of Giants of Africa Foundation. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world.
Rain on me.
Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The AP's Tom Merriam joins us now with a look at Tuesday's Major League Baseball highlights.
The two teams with the best records in the American League met in what could be a preview of the AL Championship Series a month from now. The Orioles topped the Astros for the second game in a row 9-5, belting 4 home runs to the delight of manager Brandon Hyde.
You know, we didn't play our best baseball. We kicked a couple balls that hurt us a little bit, and things weren't going our way. We don't usually beat ourselves, but our offense picked us up.
Houston's lead in the AL West is down to a half game over Texas and Seattle as both the Rangers and Mariners won their games. The Blue Jays maintained their one-game lead for a wild-card spot by pounding the Yankees 7-1. The Twins lowered their magic number to 3 to clinch the AL Central by blanking the Reds 7-0. The Brewers' magic number in the NL Central is down to 6 after they downed the Cardinals 7-3 behind Colin Ray.
Talks here and there, you know, where we're going to be at, but for the most part, it's come in every day. You know, everyone do their job.
The Phillies still lead the NL wildcard race despite a 9-3 loss in Atlanta. Ronald Acuna hit 2 more home runs and now has 39, putting him 1 round trip away from becoming baseball's first 40-60 player. Acuna through a translator.
Being healthy is my primary objective and my main goal, and I feel like if I'm healthy, I'm able to do the things that I'm doing.
The Cubs and Diamondbacks both won to keep their wild card positions. Skip Schumacher's Marlins are a half game back after edging the Mets 4-3.
That was not our cleanest game I've ever seen in my life. Base running, defensively, it just wasn't real clean, but when you can win those games, you feel pretty good about it.
Big day for the Rays, who could clinch a wild card spot as soon as Wednesday after beating the Angels 6-2, hours after announcing plans to build a new stadium near their current home in St. Petersburg. The Angels' Shohei Ohtani underwent elbow surgery on Tuesday. Tom Merriam.
Thanks, Tom. Finally, some more basketball news. San Antonio Spurs rookie Victor Wembanyama has reaffirmed his commitment to play for France's national squad at next year's Summer Olympics in his home country. Wemby spoke in the wake of France's poor showing at last month's FIBA World Cup, in which he did not play. Wemby says, and I quote, "Performing well at the Olympics would be a great story. I'll be present at the Olympics, and there's no other goal than the gold medal." And Wemby adds, "The FIBA World Cup was very disappointing, but I have no judgment to make as I wasn't there." Victor Wembanyama was the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft, and I know expectations are high in San Antonio, Texas, as Wemby gets ready for his debut season in the National Basketball Association. And that wraps up the September 20th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.